You just finished a new book. I mentioned the title with a researcher, Mark Hall, on true giants. Tell me about that.
Well, true giants is really a radical approach even in the Bigfoot field. Of course, I always want to keep at the cutting edge. So true giants looks at these reports that have kind of been at the back of some of the file folders of researchers. They've kind of known they're there, but they don't want to talk about them. They're almost embarrassed by them. And it's reports of Bigfoot-like creatures that are bigger than the 8 feet that we usually get. The Bigfoot range is really about 6.5 feet to 8 feet tall. But there's always been these reports, you know, from Asia, from North America, like a very classic report from Pitt Lake, British Columbia in the 60s of a creature that was 15 to 20 feet tall. So there's this really very common description of creatures that are upwards of 15, 20 feet tall. They leave four-toed footprints, and that's a real indicator. And they're also a little bit thinner than usual Bigfoot. Bigfoot tends to have rather large muscles, and if it's a female, you know, the wide hips and all of that, and the mammillary glands so that you can see that they're nursing mothers and stuff like that. But these true giants, it's almost as if Mark and I, talking this over and really wanting to write the book, humans have this almost survival ancestral memory of giants, and we've nicely put it at the back of our minds. We defeated the giants maybe, you know, thousands of years ago. Giants were all in the earth, and that's, you know, obviously a common expression from the Bible and all of that. But just looking at it as a sort of species tradition that we have in our memory, and then we want to bring this up, and we want to say, look, it looks like there's still surviving areas in some wilderness areas in Asia, in maybe the Pacific Northwest, where these creatures are huge. They're, you know, relatively peaceful, but they have this violent part of them in which there's been this battle between giants and humans for a long, long time. The giants really had us running for a long while, and we, of course, defeated them. That's why you have ancestral memory stories like Jack the Giant Killer that became Jack and the Beanstalk. And those are really there to tell us we can defeat the giants. We don't need to be afraid of them, but also to not forget them. And that's what the book really wants to look at, the true evidence of creatures that are still cryptids, still part of cryptozoology. But even Bigfoot researchers want to ignore these stories, and we don't think it's not the time to ignore these stories anymore. So it's a kind of a very exciting story, and really on the edge of maybe even more new discoveries in that area.